and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State. And we're talking fishing again today here on the Michigan Talk Network. Very happy to have our friends on here. Earlier in the show, we talked to our good friend Brian Brosdahl, talked a little bit about panfish, a little about perch, and now we're going to go to Lance Valentine talking about walleye. And I love hearing the words when I've got a a guest in the background. Fish on over here. Quit paying attention to that diver, man. You got a fish on over here. What's going on, Lance?
We got a fish on over here. we're out on Saginaw Bay today, so having at it, and a little slow start for us this morning, but we're hooked up on a double right now, so we're gonna get one in here and get it off and get the next one going. So we're out here and just enjoying the late summer fishing. You know, we're transitioning from mid-summer into what we call late summer. I think he just come off. We're transitioning from, consistent hot weather all the time and, hot nights, and we're getting a little cooler nights, and the weather's kind of changing a little bit on us, and we're into this, transition from, summer into late summer, so just kind of changing our techniques just a little bit and getting dialed in and enjoying the late summer fishing.
You bring up a great point when we talk about consistent weather, with consistent hot, water temperatures are about the same, but now our night temperatures are falling a little farther down and our temperatures during the daytime aren't going up as high. I mean, we're still going to get some hot days, don't get me wrong, but it is a constant change and a constant transition, and this is something we kind of have to follow and monitor with water temperatures and how we are doing our presentations.
We've talked about it quite a bit when we talk about walleye spawning, right? We talk about length of day, and, we're losing, I don't know what it is, close to 6 minutes a day of daylight, and, the maximum height of the sun is different, the angle of penetration is different. All those things kind of signal the fish that it's time to do something different, and, we're getting away from summer patterns into late summer patterns as we transition into fall patterns, so... it's all part of the process of paying attention to what's going on and kind of changing where and how you fish and, staying on the fish.
Walleye101.com is where you can find Lance Valentine, and he's with us here on the Lucky Buck Hotline right now. Real quickly, Lance, want to let you know we're on WFNT in Flinttown now.
I heard that.
Yeah. So you can't hide anything from Lance, first and foremost. You just can't. But we're there now, and along with all our other great affiliates that have always been here with us. But, let's talk about some of these transitions. We haven't had the crazy storms come through this year like we haven't had, in years past. Not a lot of thunderstorm activity, not a lot of change in fronts coming through. So that seems to me has kept things pretty consistent.
Yeah, it was a great summer. Weather was pretty consistent. Once you got on a bite, you kind of could stay on it and, fishing. We were fishing spots for, 8, 10, 11, 12 days, and that's unheard of. With that stable weather, those fish get into a pattern and things stay the same. And fish, they're living out there in this, they're cold-blooded creatures living in this environment. They don't like change too much. So the longer the weather stays stable, the better the fish is. And that's where we're at right now. We're kind of getting to that end of solid, consistent, stable summer weather, and we're into this transition, and every day, two or three days, we go a little further into this transition, things are going to change, and guys just need to kind of stay on it and kind of be aware of what the changes are and kind of how they need to adapt what they're doing to keep catching fish.
Now, Lance Valentine's our guest here on Wild Michigan. Lance, I heard you talk about running divers, and you're running divers and boards right now?
Yeah, we're running flicker shads off of our offshore inline planer boards, and then we're running on the corner rods. We're running an offshore tadpole, which is a big diver, so we can get an extra rod in the water. And we use, it's funny, we talk a lot about, the size of divers and size of weights and all that stuff. And And, you know, we're only fishing. We're only getting this diver down. We're only trying to get it down 7, 8, 9, you know, 10 feet today. You know, so you don't need a big diver. But we're using the big giant Magnum, which actually weighs 4 ounces and has a diving lip on it. So it really, really dives. And the reason we're using that big diver is only to get down 10 feet, you know, only running the back about 30 feet. The reason we do that is it's a very, very aggressive dive, and it does it with a short amount of line out. So we don't have to pull that diver in to get our board fish over top of it. If we were running the size that would be quote-unquote right for 10 feet, you know, we'd have 60, 70 feet of line out with that smaller diver. Now it's in the way. Now you got to clear it. So not just using a diver to get to the right depth, but sometimes using something bigger to maximize your spread and be more efficient. We never have to pull out of the water. It's always fishing. So that's been something we've done a lot this year. You know, we've been running, like we talked earlier, we're running fast, you know, 3.5, 4 miles an hour. And that big diver at that speed really gets down quick and stays out of the way and allows us to get two more rods in the water. And some days it's the best rod, but it's never, ever in the way by using that bigger diver.
You know, Lance, it never ceases to amaze me how much you change and how much you change not only your approach to things and your lures and everything else. It's a constant evolution with you. There are some guides out there that this is how we've done it and this is how we're going to do it. But I tell you what, I was just talking to Alex. I could do a show with four of my guests every week consistently and never be the same show twice.
Yeah, because fishing's never the same twice. You know, I mean, you know, when you're out here every day, you know, we've been lucky. We've been doing a lot of doubles this year on Saginaw Bay, so... but, man, you know, every trip is different. The morning sometimes is different than the afternoon. And we're in a situation right now, you know, it's 10 o'clock when we're talking. We came out here this morning. There was 2-foot waves and a 21-mile-hour wind. Well, it's starting to calm down, and the fishing for us has gotten better because the way we fish, flat water, high sun is much better than low clouds, you know, cloud cover and a little bit of waves. So traditional quote-unquote walleye weather actually is terrible for the way we're fishing this year. We want high sun and flat water, and as the water's starting to flatten out, sun's come up this morning and we're starting to get the water flat, we're starting to actually get on a little bite here. So it's constantly changing, not just year to year, not just season to season, not just day to day, sometimes even hour to hour. And the guys who maximize their catch are the guys who stay on that stuff all the time and are constantly thinking about what just happened? What do I have to do to react? What do I have to do to make things better?
Yeah, it is a constant process and a constant learning process, and it's not always the newest and greatest lure, because I don't think that conversation's ever happened here.
I don't think we've ever talked about the hottest, latest, and greatest lure. I know for a fact we've never talked about the hottest, latest, and greatest color. So, you know, it's getting your stuff in the right, you know, today was a great example, right? We've been fishing shallow. We haven't been in here for 3 days. We were up at the Angler Quest pontoon dealer meeting. So we've been off the water for 3 days, kind of out of tune. Two of my buddies are out, and, you know, we've been pulling flicker shad crankbaits fairly, fairly fast, 3.5, 4 miles an hour. Well, we had zero fish, and we were talking to them, and they had, you know, one guy had 8, one guy had 11, and they're pulling jet divers with spoons, but they're pulling 2 mile an hour to 2.2 miles an hour. And I'm talking to John Littlefield, who's my first mate, and we're like, you know, we just need to keep doing, he's got to keep reminding me, just keep doing what we do. We pull crankbaits fast. That's what we do. And you're hearing these other guys do what they're doing, and, you know, they're catching them. And all of a sudden, at 9:30, I talked to those guys again, and they're like, man, our bite shut off, and we just picked up 6. So sometimes it's changing. Sometimes it's sticking with what you know and doing what you do and know when the fish bite and when they're going to turn on. So it's all that stuff together. It's making changes when you need to. It's knowing when not to change. And like I told a guy the other day, we were on a charter. The only way you can do that and get better is you've got to spend time on the water. You can read about it. You can hear about it. You can watch it. But you've got to get your butt in your boat, and you've got to get on the water, and you've got to pay attention. And we've talked 1,000 times about keeping good records, and all of that goes towards making a good fish and allowing you to make good decisions, when to change, when not to change, when to move, when to stay. All of that goes into helping you every single day you're on the water.
All right, Lance Valentine, we'll join him in a second. Find him 24/7 on our website, wildmichiganradio.com or walleye101.com.
I can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com, being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral out of Hillsdale, Michigan. I want to say Osseo, but that's where the old location was. They got a beautiful, huge facility down in Hillsdale, and they are just branching out in so many different ways. I can't even begin to tell you, but it's all because of Lucky Buck Deer Mineral and you, the user of great Michigan products like that, and talking to our friends and our guides like Lance Valentine from Walleye 101, who is currently out on Saginaw Bay right now. And Lance, I mean, look, we've got a little time before we transition over to Lake Erie, but I mean, For those just joining us for the first time, for 10 years we've been talking about how fantastic the walleye bite has been, and this year has been no exception. You still there? Well, I can hear Lance. I'm not sure if Lance can hear me. There we are. I was talking about, you know, for 10 years, we are 13 years now that I think about it, have been talking about how good the walleye bite has been here in Michigan. This year, absolutely no exception.
This has been, I would tell you, one of the best fishing years we've had in a long time. You hear stories about, quote unquote, the good old days. I think we're in them right now. Walleye fishing has never been better on Detroit River, Saginaw Bay, Lake Erie than it was this year. And there's no reason to think it's going to not stay that way, right? If we can, you know, make some good decisions on the management side and, you know, make sure that we're doing right things on the boats and keeping the fish we need and not just keeping, you know, a bunch because we can. I think we should see another 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. There's lots of, you know, Detroit River, Saginaw Bay, and Lake Erie, all three this year, lots of healthy 6, 7, 8, 9 fish that we're catching. So we've got another 5 or 6 years of good fishing in the system already. It's just a matter of, you know, keeping on the management, keeping everything good, keeping the water quality good, and just keeping the good fishing going for years and years and years.
You know, we've seen so many problems. We've had and faced so many problems with invasive species, but it appears Mother Nature's doing our work for us with the goby and the like.
Yeah, you know, we got a fish, all right. So, you know, I think Mother Nature is a lot more resilient than we give her credit for. You know, we've tried for how many thousands of years as humans to screw it up, and she just keeps bouncing back. And, you know, but we got to be cognizant of that because it's like anything else, right? The more that you destroy and the more that you chip away at what is natural and what is true, regardless of anything that it is, the more you chip away at that, the easier it is for bad things to happen. So we've really got to be cognizant that we stay on this water quality. We really got to be cognizant that we handle the algae bloom issue in Lake Erie. We really have to be cognizant that we, you know, keep an eye on this. You know, the management, you know, the 8 fish, 13-inch limit on Saginaw Bay, it looks like it's done its job. The fish are healthy. There's lots of fish. But we got to stay on that. We can't just set that and forget it, right? We've got to stay on the management part of it, and we as anglers have to hold the people that manage our fishery. We have to hold them accountable. We got to talk to them, and we just got to stay on this, and we've got to take care of it ourselves, right? Be good stewards. Don't litter. You know, I know it's an 8-fish limit up here on Saginaw Bay. You got 4 or 5 people on the boat. You know, you can keep 40. Maybe you don't need 40 every day. So we've got some great fishing here, and you know as well as I do, and I hate to ramble about this, but you know, you're as passionate about this outdoor thing as I am, be it the woods or be it the water. And Man, we've tried and tried and tried to screw it up, and Mother Nature just keeps bouncing back, but at some point she's not going to. And,
right.
We've got too much information nowadays to do bad things, so we have to all be cognizant about that.
You know, I'm not one to test a woman's patience. So I'm just gonna help her along as best I can and do what the rules allow me to do. You know, and there's no sense in even testing that in my world or anybody's world, I don't think. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof is what we are seeing consistently on the Detroit River, in Saginaw Bay, on Lake Erie, and all the inland lakes too that are producing big, good quality fish.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of it is, you know, information's better, equipment's better, people are willing to share more. I think there's a lot of things coming together to create great fishing, and you know, it's something that one of the things that I get to do as a charter captain, especially on this pontoon boat, is you know, we've done a lot of three generation trips this year. You know, grandpa, his kid, and then the grandkids, and that's awesome to be able to pass on not just grandpa's passion, but for them to see my passion about what we do. And you know, John Littlefield at First Mates for me. You know, he's 26, and he's great with the kids, and the kids love him, and he's passing on his passion to, you know, the 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids we're having on the boat. So it's great to go out with yourself. It's great to go out with your buddies. But, man, this fishing is awesome. Take some people out who haven't experienced good fishing, because it's really easy to get on fish right now. This is the time to get people excited about fishing that don't normally fish. So if you've got a friend you take fish to, don't take them fish this year. Take them fishing a couple times. Get them excited. Get them pumped up about what fishing is all about and why we love it. And that's that next generation that goes on. So we do have good fishing because we have the people that care about the water, the people that care about the resource. That's how this stays going forever and ever and ever.
You know, and then speaking with Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 here on the Lucky Buck Hotline, Lance, that can go in reverse also. Maybe you've got a friend or a family member that has you know, kind of given up on the fishing. Get them back out there.
Absolutely.
You know, take them back out. You know, it's yes, getting kids involved are great, but you know what? Remembering those who kind of got us involved is a way to give back to them as well.
And it couldn't be a better year, and I don't see next year being any different. You know, when fishing's good, it's a time to get people, like you said, rejuvenated about the sport and new people excited about it. And get people out fishing, right? And you know, and the other thing, from a practical fishing point of view, one of the things we've talked a lot about this year is the fishing is so good. This is a great year to learn a new technique. So if all you do is pull worm harnesses and you've heard about people catching them on spoons, this is a great year to leave your spoons or your harnesses at home and just fish spoons, because the fishing is so good, right, that you can catch fish on spoons if you put a little bit of work into it. So this is not only a good year to catch fish, it's also a good year because it is easy fishing. It's a great year to learn new techniques and expand your horizons and be ready the next time something that you don't know how to do is the right thing to do. You know how to do it now.
Absolutely. Lance Valentine from Walleye 101. He's out on Saginaw Bay right now. And how many you got in the bucket right now, Lance?
Oh, I don't know. We're closing on a dozen, I think. So we're pretty close to a dozen.
Nice. It's good. Walleye101.com is where you can find him if you would like to book a trip or maybe get down to the big fishing in Lake Erie. You know, who knows what October brings, Lance?
late October, will see us in, see us in Lake Erie. We'll be there till about the middle of November. Then we'll be back up here on Saginaw Bay, middle of November through ice up back on Saginaw Bay, chasing big giant walleyes up here on Saginaw Bay. So we've still got, August, September, October, November, December, 4 months, 4 or 6, we still got 18 weeks of good fishing. So don't put that boat away yet. And remember, once hunting season starts, a lot of guys disappear. So there's not a lot of pressure on the lake to get out here and get some big fish.
Maybe we need Lance Valentine's cast and blast. That's all I'm saying. Appreciate you joining us, man. Good fishing to you, and enjoy that trip out there on Saginaw Bay. More coming your way. Thanks to Lance Valentine, and thanks to you for listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.